For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Bowling Green has a decades-long connection to Bosnia and Herzegovina, the Balkan country decimated by war and genocide in the 1990s. Bowling Green is now home to a community of Bosnian residents who came to the U.S. as refugees. An exhibit called Responding to Bosnia is on display at the Downing Museum in Bowling Green, featuring art and photography from Western Kentucky University art professor Yvonne Petkus and photojournalist James Kenny. Petkus spoke with Brandon Wampner from the Brinkley Fellowship Program about the exhibit.
So seven of us on campus actually came together for a semester, studied the history and the culture, and also brought to the table our own disciplines, which included my discipline is art. James's is photojournalism. We had a journalist involved, two people from folk studies, one faculty member who studies women in the law. So the discussion was very deep and interesting and kind of armed us for when we were actually in the country. And in the country, in June of 2017, we had a series of meetings set up every day, including meeting with every level of government, NGOs who are working for peace and reconciliation. We met with the International Commission for Missing Persons, both in Tuzla and Sarajevo, and then each of us, as well as survivors of concentration camps and of the Srebrenica genocide. So it was this very rich and deep look into Bosnian history, the Bosnian War, and current-day Bosnia.
You may have touched up on this, but could you explain how this exhibit affected you as an artist in any way?
Well, this exhibit came together. It was the idea of the previous head of the Office of International Programs, Addie Cheney, and she saw something in the work of James's photography and my own work as a painter. And so when we came together, at first, when you look at the two bodies of work, photography that's documentary based, and then my painting, which is very process based, it may look like it doesn't quite go together. But through the process of curating the show together, James and I really saw connections. And the underlying similarity is that James is looking at Bosnians today through his photography. And I'm looking at how experience and the residues of trauma, the residues of loss build up over time. So as a process painter, I use certain imagery and sources and process them physically and cognitively through my practice to find those larger potential meanings. And in this case, and across my work and history of work, it really dealt with the residue of struggle, the residue of trauma, and what we carry with us.
Going to your art pieces, was there any difficulty that you had to come across when creating any of these multitude of pieces?
Well, as an artist, I deal with dark content and difficult content regularly. And part of that is because, just like a philosopher might use certain philosophy, and they use words, the written language, to further philosophy, and often looking at the harder parts of who we are as human beings. That's what I do as an artist. I push fairly tough stuff through my physical and cognitive thinking through paint. And so I have a belief that looking at things directly, looking at tough stuff directly, actually helps us understand and connect in a way that's deeper than glossing over that stuff.
That was Yvonne Petkus discussing her work in the exhibition Responding to Bosnia, which is on display at the Downing Museum in Bowling Green until April 4th. I'm Brandon Wampner.